Page 529. And so after midnight against day, the bishop that was hermit, as he lay in his bed asleep, he fell upon a great laughter. And therewithal the fellowship awoke, and come to the bishop, and asked him what he ailed. "Ah, Jesu mercy," said the bishop, "why did ye wake me? I was never in all my life so merry and so well at ease." "Wherefore?" said Sir Bors. "Truly," said the bishop, "here was Sir Launcelot with me with more angels than ever I saw men in one day. And I saw the angels heave up Sir Launcelot unto heaven, and the gates of heaven opened against him." "It was but dretching of swevens," said Sir Bors. Dretching, footnote, reads, disturbance, text. "For I doubt not Sir Launcelot aileth nothing but good." "It may well be," said the bishop. "Go ye to his bed, and then shall ye prove the sooth." So when Sir Bors and his fellows came to his bed, they found him stark dead, and he lay as he had smiled, and the sweetest savour about him that ever they felt. Then there was the weeping and wringing of hands, and the greatest dole they made that ever made men. And on the morn the bishop did his mass of requiem, and after the bishop and all the nine knights put Sir Launcelot in the same horse bier that Queen Guinevere was laid into for that she was buried. And so the bishop and they all together went with the body of Sir Launcelot daily, till they came to Joyous Gard, and ever they had 100 torches burning about him. And so within 15 days they came to Joyous Gard, and there they laid his corpse in the body of the choir, and sang and read many psalters and prayers over him and about him. And ever his visage was laid open and naked, that all folks might behold him. For such was the custom in those days, that all men of worship should so lie with open visage till that they were buried. And right thus as they were at their service, there came Sir Ector de Maris, that had 7 years sought all England, Scotland, and Wales, seeking his brother, Sir Launcelot. Page 530. Chapter 13. How Sir Ector found Sir Launcelot his brother dead, and how Constantine reigned next after Arthur, and of the end of this book. And when Sir Ector heard such noise and light in the choir of Joyous Gard, he alit and put his horse from him, and came into the choir, and there he saw men sing, weep, and all they knew Sir Ector, but he knew not them. Then went Sir Bors unto Sir Ector, and told him how there lay his brother Sir Launcelot dead. And then Sir Ector threw his shield, sword, and helm from him, and when he beheld Sir Launcelot's visage, he fell down in a swoon. And when he waked, it were hard any tongue to tell the doleful complaints that he made for his brother. "Ah, Launcelot," he said, "thou were head of all Christian knights, and now I dare say," said Sir Ector, "thou, Sir Launcelot, there thou liest, that thou wert never matched of earthly knight's hand. And thou were the courteous knight that ever bare shield, and thou were the truest friend to thy lover that ever bestrad a horse, and thou were the truest lover of a sinful man that ever loved woman. And thou were the kindest man that ever struck with sword, and thou were the goodliest person that ever came among press of knights, and thou was the meekest man and the gentlest that ever ate in hall among ladies, and thou wert the sternest knight to thy mortal foe that ever put spear in the rest." Then there was weeping and dolor out of measure. Thus they kept Sir Launcelot's corpse loft 15 days, and then they buried it with great devotion. And then at leisure they went all with the Bishop of Canterbury to his hermitage, and there they were together more than a month. Page 531. And then Sir Constantine, that was Sir Cador's son of Cornwall, was chosen King of England. And he was a full noble knight, and worshiply he ruled this realm. And then this King Constantine sent for the Bishop of Canterbury, for he heard say where he was. And so he was restored unto his bishopric, and left that hermitage. And Sir Bedivere was there, ever still hermit, to his life's end. And then Sir Bors de Ganis, Sir Ector de Maris, Sir Gahalantine, Sir Galahud, Sir Galahodin, Sir Blamor, Sir Bleoberis, Sir Villiers de la Valiant, Sir Clarus of Clermont, all these knights drew them to their countries. Howbeit King Constantine would have had them with him, but they would not abide in this realm. And there they all lived in their countries as holy men. And some English books make mention that they went never out of England after the death of Sir Launcelot, but that was but favor of makers. Footnote on favor of makers reads, partiality of authors. Return to text. for the French book maketh mention, and is authorized, that Sir Bors, Sir Ector, Sir Blamore, and Sir Bleoberis went into the Holy Land, thereas Jesu Christ was quick and dead, and anon as they had established their lands. For the book saith, so Sir Lancelot commanded them for to do, or ever he passed out of this world. And these four knights did many battles upon the miscreants, or Turks, and there they died upon a Good Friday, for God's sake. Here is the end of the whole book of King Arthur, and of his noble knights of the Round Table, that when they were whole together there was ever 140. And here is the end of the death of Arthur. I pray you all, gentlemen and gentlewomen that readeth this book of Arthur and his knights, from the beginning to the ending, pray for me while I am alive, that God send me good deliverance, and when I am dead, I pray you all pray for my soul. For this book was ended the 9th year of the reign of King Edward the 4th, by Sir Thomas Malory Knight, as Jesu help him for his great might, as he is the servant of Jesu, both day and night. Page 532. End note 1. Thus endeth this noble and joyous book, entitled La Mort d'Arthur. Notwithstanding it treateth of the birth, life, and acts of the said King Arthur, of his noble knights of the Round Table, their marvellous enquests and adventures, the achieving of the Sangrail, and in the end the dolorous death and departing out of this world of them all, which book was reduced into English by Sir Thomas Malory Knight, as aforesaid, and by me divided into 21 books, chaptered and imprinted, and finished in the Abbey of Westminster, the last day of July, the year of our Lord, 1485.
Caxton, May Fieri, Fecit.